is Friday. The Ookie Spooky Week concludes. It's April 12th. Today, I'm not using Crow Tarot like I usually do. This is the first Friday I've never used it, that I haven't used it.
I'm like, you always use that one.
Yeah, I do. It's always my Friday one. But today I'm using my Angel deck because I started the week with Demons, finishing the week with Angels. It's very,
gotcha.
It's very okay. Touching and very symbolic. I don't know if it is, but let's get into it. All right, theme card. Two of Swords. We're looking at a difficult choice, in denial about said choice, and there's hidden information about that choice. Tool card is the inverted Three of Cups, which, God, how's this a... We had this one earlier in the week. How is this a tool? Fucking yes. Isolation, solitude, and imbalanced social life. Overly committed to work, or whatever it is that you put your time to. The obstacle is the Three of Wands, confidence, expansion, and looking forward. How is that an obstacle? God. Thank you, spirits. I appreciate it. The advice card, Four of Cups. It calls on us to examine what has us feeling stalled or distracted from what we need to dedicate our time to, what we should dedicate our time to. The sixth instinct today is Venus. Keywords, harmony, beauty, and values. Moon phase is a waxing crescent, as it has been since the eclipse on Monday. Momentum is building for the new cycle. So if your intentions are not set, being set into motion, then fucking figure one out pretty goddamn quickly and get it moving. Otherwise, you'll have to wait to the next moon phase. All right. Think of a yes or no question, and I'll let you know if you should or shouldn't. Okay, putting the whole thing together, it's not a great theme card to finish the week, so let's see if we can put it together. I hate seeing this card because it's so difficult. It's too conflicting. The theme of the card, like the artwork, is usually two conflicting forces that are in a heated battle. Neither one is gaining an advantage. Neither one is backing down. The implication is that it's a difficult decision that we have to make, and it's going to be bad either way. It's not a matter of which is better. It's a matter of which option is less bad. It's really unfortunate situation. So the tool card is not great either, but I think that there are some things that we can extract from it. So we got this card earlier in the week, like I said. It means the same thing here. This is a person who is overly committed to work or school, you know, to your endeavor, and you don't take time to socialize and to unwind. So I think as a tool and in context with a theme, I think that this solitude can be used to our advantage. If we have to decide between two poor options, at least if we're alone, we can take it in our own stride without affecting other people. We're isolating the issue, isolating the fallout, as it were. Another possibility is to take the card as awareness and break the cycle. Meet up with people that you trust and get outside counsel. Get outside perspective, fresh eyes on the problem, and see what the best option you can make, what best choice you can make is. So for the obstacle, I think what we're looking at taking the positive elements of the card a little too far. Especially with the theme that we got, I think that what is being suggested here is that we're planning for the future in very strong detail. And in a way, because we're having decent success now, we're confident that our future planning is going to succeed. But this is a little bit of hubris. We're overlooking the difficult option that we have in front of us, and we're planning beyond it before we've even dealt with the consequences of whatever choice that we've yet to make. So the advice card comes up with a clear message that examine the poor options that you have and make the necessary decision. It's going to be difficult either way. So at this point, the one of the implications I think that we're getting here is that we probably already know what the better pick is. We already know, like, we're ready to handle the outcome of that. It's just not wanting to do it. So it's gonna be a distraction until it's addressed. There's really no other way around it. So the instinct, sixth instinct today, it suggests the want to be social and friendly and amicable. Keep that in mind with the tool card, the awareness aspect that I mentioned, and meet up with other people to figure out how you're going to overcome the situation in front of you. And the moon phase is that of building momentum as we set our stuff, life into motion, our intentions, excuse me. The stone today is the orange calcite. So the orange calcite, this one is for stimulating creativity, motivation, and overcoming lethargy, which I think, given that we're looking at a difficult choice that we're trying to avoid, I think this is the perfect stone for that. What you do is you take the orange calcite in your hand and you throw it at the person that is presenting you with the difficult choice. That's the best way to use it. Man, there you go. That's it's April 12th. Keep that yes or no question in your head. The coin result. It's coming. It's gonna be dramatic.
Alrighty. So for today's theme, I pulled the B card. Don't drink all of life from one flower, for there are many to taste and many to explore. This card is just here to remind you to be willing to put yourself out there. The universe will provide for your needs, but you must be willing to step outside the box. There is never just one source and always many possibilities waiting for you. One lost opportunity will be replaced by another, but perhaps wrapped in a different packaging. And one relationship gone will be filled with the love of someone who can better attend to your needs, even if this new love is the exact opposite of your usual type. Just as a bee travels from flower to flower, you too may need to try different avenues and trust your inner wings to guide you until your potential is distributed to the right place. As you reach beyond your familiar boundaries, you will begin to expand your idea of what is good, right, and possible. The further you extend yourself, the more resources, tools, people, and opportunities you shall find. B reminds you to keep an open mind, as doing what you've always done will get you what you already have. Consider avenues you would never dream of embracing. You may find a whole new field of flowers from which to pick. For today's blessing, I pulled the surrender card. There is nothing more blissful than the act of letting go, of setting yourself free of all that doesn't serve you. Again, this has been the theme all week for Oracle. It's time to let go of the past. You're missing out on the blessings that you're waiting to enter, that are waiting to enter your life by holding onto old wounds, traumas, and hardships, which have prevented you from finding the beauty in the struggle and the lessons learned. While you cannot change the past, you can let it go and decide what your future will be. Regret will only hold you as a prisoner, and dwelling on past mistakes will blind you to the truth of how beautiful you are. Know that your current situation cannot be resolved until you allow yourself to heal something from your past. Surrender has come to you to facilitate the healing that is long overdue. Any mistakes you've made are practice runs that have prepared you for success, and hurts you have experienced have strengthened you and slowly molded you into a diamond of worth. You can move forward knowing your past has given you the knowledge to do better, or to be better, prepared the next time around. Do not think your past makes you unworthy. Instead, know that you are deserving precisely because of all that you have faced. And for today's obstacle,
God damn it, that card kicked me right in the balls in the best way.
Right?
Oh my goodness, yeah. That was good.
And then for today's obstacle, I pulled the chant card. Hear me loud, hear me roar, for I am here in my truth. Let's see. Communication isn't just about listening. It's true that you must be willing to hear different sides of a story and give others their space to be heard. But you also need your time to share what is within your soul. You have this. When this card appears in a reading, it is because your voice needs to be heard. There is strength and authority in you that is ready to take control of your situation. Not only that, but you may find others have been looking to you for guidance, and your willingness to share your truth gives permission, gives others permission to share theirs as well. It's like hearing a sudden voice in a room of silence, singing in the beginning of a moving song. Then one by one, others join in until the room is full of the melodic thunder. You may have more influence than you possibly realize, and it's time for you to step up by allowing others to see that you will be silenced no more. So pretty much the whole entire ordeal for this week's theme is to just let go.
Yep.
Let go. Set some boundaries. Stand up for yourself. Voice, you know, whatever it is that's bothering you or what you want.
How is that chant card an obstacle?
Maybe you are afraid of putting your foot down and letting your voice be heard.
That came up earlier in the week too. Is like you need to set fucking boundaries.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty much for the Oracle theme this week, the whole message for this week is just let go of stuff. Start releasing some things that no longer serve you. Do some self-care, set some boundaries, and don't doubt yourself as you are on the right path of where you need to be.
I think tarot overall for the week was stop being such a fucking loner. Go out with friends, family, be around other people, and it's going to bring better vibes, I guess, to your life. Humans are social creatures. You can't just sit by yourself all the time, as much as you might want to.
Yep.
Questions, comments, concerns. 833 Lux Pods. If you want your audio cut in, leave a voicemail. Otherwise, go about it however you please. I haven't mentioned it before during this week, but if you do want to communicate with me or whatever, whoever, it's important to remember that the social media DMs are not private. Believe it or not, this is a business, and there are other partners in the business who have access to those accounts. So if somebody sent me some very questionable stuff, as that's just something to keep in mind. If you want to communicate something with me privately, fill out the form on the website for a reading, and you can tell me there. That goes straight to me. If you're telling me something shady, like, I'm sorry, that's not going to remain private, so maybe don't do that, but keep that shit to yourself. I'm not interested. What else? If you want to see how I do this, it is Friday, so the video of how I put all the readings together for the week should be out today or tomorrow. A lot of other shows that we got going on, well, not a lot, but the two of the other ones, three of the other ones, excuse me. Yeah, we're in business here. The Hard Shell Tacos, we've been having some good conversations, a lot of fun over there. I finally finished Twilight, finally finished the series. Speaking of synchronicities, I've been chatting with the lovely lady named Bella. I'm not kidding. That's her name.
That's hilarious.
I had a big laugh when that happened. It's like, holy shit, how did that work out?
Has she seen Twilight?
I'll ask later.
Just tell her, hey, Bella, where the hell have you been, Loca?
Yeah. what else? So yes, Friday, April 12th, tomorrow. There's major, major UFC card, UFC 300, that we got the homies together to talk about it. That'll be on the Ultimate FN Casual. Some big boxing next weekend, which, of course, I'll remind you of, but that's on the Boxing B-Sides podcast. So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. What's the news on the sports one?
Too much flakiness going on right now. We can't figure out a time to get together and like brainstorm stuff, just because all of our schedules are just way different, but it's still, I guess, in the work.
Okay. Otherwise, I don't think we got anything else. Patreon, website for personal readings. Don't send me illegal shit. I have to reemphasize that. Please don't do that.
Yep.
So there you go. I think that's it. I think we're good. Wow. We went pretty long here, but whatever. Long time. No readings over the weekend. So we'll see you then.
Mm-hmm.
Same Mookie time. Same spooky place.